This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. A 180-pound black bear's epic tour of eastern Massachusetts came to an undignified end in Brookline yesterday after environmental police shot him out of a tree with a tranquilizer gun.
The 2.5-year-old male has been in the public eye since Memorial Day weekend when he evidently swam the Cape Cod Canal and wandered all the way to Provincetown. 2 weeks ago, state wildlife officials on the Cape apprehended the bear and relocated him to central Massachusetts. It was case closed until he showed up yesterday morning in Sherry Leventhal's backyard.
I'm having breakfast with a black bear in Brookline. I'm 59 years old, and the only time I've ever seen a bear is in a zoo.
That's Sherry Leventhal speaking to the Boston Herald. Our next guest says all of us in the Boston area should get used to such encounters as the state's growing black bear population pushes east. Tom O'Shea is Assistant Director of Wildlife at the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. And Tom O'Shea, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So that particular story that everyone was focused on yesterday seems rather extraordinary given the route that this bear followed. But might this type of behavior be more common than we realize when it comes to bears?
Well, it is. And, you know, it happens in other states. We've had it happen before when some young male bears are relocated. They just seem to go back in a certain direction and travel for many, many miles. So we have seen this before. It's just this particular bear has become somewhat of a celebrity and really raised a lot of attention and awareness.
But what accounts for this kind of wanderlust, I guess? I mean, is it a search for food? Is it trying to get away from a more dense bear population? Why did he wander all the way into Brookline?
Yeah, it's probably those two reasons that you mentioned, and it's probably also that, you know, once it is exploring, it's going to continue that for whatever reason. It could be that it's still searching out to find new habitat, new food, possibly a mate. But we do know that in areas of western central Massachusetts, those habitats are occupied by bears, and so young males are dispersing and leaving those areas to find open habitat, and they're finding it in eastern Massachusetts.
Well, obviously the big danger and the big concern for anyone who cares about these beautiful animals is as they come into close contact, especially in urban areas with people, they're putting themselves in danger, possibly people in danger as well. Can anything be done to prevent this?
Yeah, I mean, this is a question that really is on a case-by-case situation. In many cases, there are bears that are living in suburban communities and really without much conflict between people. Usually it's the people that have to be careful and change their lifestyle. Usually keeping food away from bears is the biggest thing. And if people can do that, you know, we found that in places like Northampton, Massachusetts, where it is quite suburban, bears are coexisting to some extent. And so, you know, it remains to be seen how well bears will be able to, coexist in eastern Massachusetts.
Very interesting. And tell us about the black bear population. It had dwindled to less than 100 in the 1970s in Massachusetts, I read, but I gather they've rebounded significantly in their numbers.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, we've seen the population go from about 3,000 in 2005 to what we estimate maybe today is over 4,000. You know, high survival rates of female black bears and higher cub production and, of course, available habitat have all contributed to the reason that we're seeing more and more bears in the state.
Yeah. You mentioned that there are cases of bears successfully coexisting with humans in a sort of dense suburban type environment. What we saw yesterday, though, environmental police shooting this bear out of a tree with a tranquilizer gun, I gather that was all available to them. But does that suggest that this effort at coexistence is a bit of a challenge?
Oh, no question about it. And we've been, you know, having this challenge now, not only with bear, but also moose in the state for the last 10 years or more, which is why we have a protocol to deal with these large animals when they're in urban areas where, you know, there's either a threat to the welfare of the animal and certainly to the public. And then there's sort of these situations that we had when the Cape bear was first captured and relocated, is that, you know, it was creating sort of a public nuisance where people were going out and actively seeking the bear. And so that was another situation where we had to respond. But it is going to present a challenge. And, you know, we hope that this will raise awareness that the fact that bears do live among us, and we're going to have to learn to sort of find a way to live with them. But in a case where, you know, the bear gets in Brookline and it's up a tree near a congested road, you know, actions probably do have to be taken to get that bear in a situation where maybe it's not likely to cross a road during, you know, rush hour traffic.
Like relocate him out to Ohio, perhaps.
Well.
Tom O'Shea, Assistant Director of Wildlife at the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. Thank you so much.
Thank you.